Kumlenin, a blot Gemara. We'll start again from the base and base on the bottom of the page because it's today's Gemara that I'm holding up. And it's all based on Chizkiah. So let's go through Chizkiah again. Gufa, let's analyze what Chizkiah said. Omar Chizkiah said, Ma'asa Sheini She'ein Boishav Pruta, if you have Ma'asa Sheini. And it's not worth a pruta, so therefore, if it's not worth a pruta, it doesn't have the capacity to transfer the kedusha from the tefuah to money, because it says a pasuk memaser. We'll see later. It has to be worth a shava pruta. So the din is oimer. So what do you do? You say the following. You say who this ma'aser sheni and chaimish. Because when you redeem your own ma'aser sheni, you got to give a chaimish. We'll see later in the gemara whether chaimish is mugav or mubar. Is mechulul al moyes or the shenis that I already gave already? I already transferred a whole bunch of my shenis to some money, and I still have that money. Man, I haven't gone to the shalayim, so there's some spare, there's some excess in that money. So I want that this half a pruta should be transferred to that. Because a person when he transferred the kedusha in the first place, there was a little buffer there in the money, so therefore you have room to move. Okay, for the mother. Meisr, I'll ask you a question. It says in the Braise, Hatrumah, the Trumah, and Bikuri. Oh, now we can start.
So if Lepoil, he was Mechalel, the value of his Meisr Sheni plus the Chomesh, the currency, the intrinsic value of the produce, turned out to be that he took more currency, more money than what he
which we did, we said before, yeah.
So there's nothing wrong with doing that, is there?
In larger amounts. We'll see later if it's exact put to know.
Yeah,
that's right. Like in Isser, was you get high in the Prutia. So we're up to where we stopped yesterday. Mesa, I'll ask you a question. Ha Truma, when it comes to Truma, or Bikurim, the din about it, we contrast this with Maisa Sheni, is like this. Chayov na lay Misa for Yisrael, each Truma Bikurim is Chayav Misa, and the Chaymish. He also, for Yisrael, eats them, he has to pay a penalty. B'shegi, if he ate others, B'mezi gets Misa, B'shegi, he pays that penalty of Chaymish. Vasudim lezori, man's forbidden for zori. Chay misa is not only a zori, even a koyin. If his tummy he waits it, it's chay misa. And a zori is not that easy. Possibly yochli should need it. If you get chay misa, obviously not allowed to eat it. But we're going to contrast this with ma'aser sheni. We're there. Not only not chay misa, and then you're allowed to eat it. So therefore, we're going through the steps. And behenichsei koyin. Truma and Bikurim belong to the Kohen. If he gives it to the woman.
It's like a nevertheless. Even though it has all these restrictions and Isurim, and that, nevertheless, it's the Kohen's private property to do what he likes with it.
And that's what we're contrasting it to Ma'aser Sheni, because Ma'aser Sheni, we're going to learn like Rameya that says that Ma'aser Sheni is Mamon Gavoyu, so it doesn't belong to you. If your man would give it to a woman for Kiddushin, she would not be Mekudish. Mashenkin, Truma and Bikurim belongs to the Kohen. Yeah, so he gives it to the Kohen and she'll be Mekudish to him. If it got mixed up in the mixture, usually we say shishim, sometimes we say roiv, but over here it's echad meya, and by oral it's 200. You need 100 times against it. Utunin, you also need lechitzas yadayim. That when it comes to truma bekurim, you have to wash your hands, because yadayim generally are called shnias. All your hands are always tamei. The rabban goes on, your hands are always tamei. And even though your hands are only a sheni, when it comes to truma, remember, goes to shlishi. Remember, had the chagiga, the third pedigree. Truma goes to shlishi. Chulin only goes to sheni, so therefore you don't have to wash your hands. In fact, I know the lepedis, we said in Marachul, is megasi ruach. It's like an arrogant person. But when it comes to truma, you have to wash your hands because your hands are a sheni, and truma will become a shlishi. And by shaking, by maisa sheni, you don't have to wash your hands. Also, the head of Shemesh, if a guy is tummy and he went to the mikveh, he still cannot eat truma and pekurim. He has to wait till the sun sets. Mashenki, my ma'aser sheni, he doesn't have to do that at all. As soon as you go out of the mikveh, you can eat your ma'aser sheni. Hari elu, these old dinim apply by truma pekurim, mashenki, my ma'aser, they don't apply by ma'aser. Now, one of the things that mentioned here, now this is very interesting. One of the things you mentioned here that is bottled b'mei v'echad. Now, we have a rule. Anything which is dover sheyesh loy matirin afilu be'erv lebatul, which means if something that there's, you don't have to rely on the principles of bitul. There's a way of making it mutter another way, then we won't. They'll never become bottle. Make it heter. If an egg was laid on Shabbos, Yom Tov, got mixed up with other eggs, it's not bottle till after Shabbos Yom Tov. Why? Because since tomorrow, this very egg that's also today is mutter tomorrow. So dover sheyesh loy matirin. Wait till tomorrow. if chametz ever becomes mutter, because maybe chametz only exists on Pesach.
But don't you say yes on the tirim? It had a shas heter before Yom Tov.
Yeah, but chametz is always osed, except after Yom Tov. Before Yom Tov, it's not called chametz; it's bread.
The gather
of chametz is a machlekes. So. Yeah, how we understand chametz. Mashein came by meise. Okay, now. What do you mean, meise? So meise also what? Meise will be bottle. Will not be bottle. Meise doesn't need 101. Meise will be bottle bereiv. How can meise be bottle bereiv? It must be a dover she'ein le matidin. What do you mean? Every meise can just transfer it to the kedusha to the money. So, and even if it got mixed up with something else, just transfer the kedusha to the money. Let's say meiser got mixed with chulin. So what's the big deal? You know there's a two pruttas of meiser in there. Transfer the meiser to the money. So we're talking about a case here, as the brayser later on, the next brayser will say, it's less than a prutta. And it seems to me that less than a prutta, there's no matirin. And if there's no matirin, so therefore it's bottle beroiv. Truma's bottle in 101, and meiser's bottle in two, bottle beroiv, because it's a dover she'ein le matirin, less than a prutta, you cannot be paid it. But according to Chizki, you just said there's a method of being paid in as well, added on to the previous Maisa Sheni money that you already prepared. Lab Miklal.
There's a difference between the Maisa Sheni you can transfer it from one thing from the produce to money, and then Yerushalayim from money to produce, right? Mm-hmm. So the Kedusha never disappears.
But you're talking about Shash Matirin.
This Truma, when it's bottled with oil, the Truma hasn't been transferred anywhere else.
So what? We're talking about Maisa Sheni now. Meiser Sheni is bottle bereiv. I mean, you can eat it right here. I can eat it here because it's bottle bereiv. There's no kedusha here because you have two pieces of kosher, one piece of treif. I'm allowed to eat all three pieces. We have the treif.
Because the treif has disappeared.
Same thing with the Meiser Sheni. It disappears. It's bottle bereiv. What's the difference?
In essence, when you mechallel, it's gone to something else.
You can't be mechallel.
When you say treif is bottled, you don't say the treif has gone somewhere else. You say the treif has ceased to exist.
Same thing with
the
sheni. That's if you're mechallel, but not being mechallel. We're saying it's bottled beroy, which means it's gone, disappeared, it's vanished.
Yeah, but then you're asking a question, why should...
The only way you can be bottled is that there's no other way of transferring the kedusha from this thing here. Otherwise, but why is no other transfer kedusha? Because less than a pruta. But Chizki said there is a way. You add it to your previous pile, to the previous money you set aside. Yeah, you're just mistad for the previous thing. So there is a way. And the problem is, the moment is away, it's a dovish ratin. The ratin, I feel out of the bottle. That's the question. Lab Miklal, the Maisel Baturub. Chizk is right. Have a dovish ratin. Something you have matirin. The chod dovish ratin. Have a level of bottle, shouldn't be bottle. Says the Gemara. Who told you that shot? All the braises says is mash enkei b'maisa. So you decided that what? By maisa we're going to be lenient and say you bottle b'roim. Maybe forget mash enkei b'maisa means that you can never be bottle. Truma is bottle 101, but maisa like chizki is a dover sheyesh lematirin, so it never be bottled. There's nothing you can do about it. Forget. Very good. But how do you know the mash enkei b'maisa is the bottle b'ruba is bottle b'roim? Dilma forget loy bottle klau. Maybe it means that you're not bottle at all. So that you cannot say, Haki, why? Because we are trying to say that Truma is more strict than Maisa Sheni. Not Maisa Sheni stricter than Truma. The whole context of all the missions there is the chumras of Truma over other things. So if Truma is bottled in 101 and Maisa Sheni is never bottled, how is that a chumra in Truma? There's a kula and truma. You don't have maaser. It says about that truma that the kohen can use it to give it to a woman to mekadosher. Mashenki maaser, he can't. Now that's a kula by truma. What are you telling me that this whole brayse is only out to tell us list all the chumras you have by truma over maaser sheni, and that's why maaser sheni must be bottled in beroyiv. What about the fact Nichse coin and Meiser is not Nichse coin? No, you can't. No, it's not yours. Mama give you.
What about with Truma? Only a coin can eat the Truma. Because Mekadosh, a woman who's not a coin.
She can sell it.
Now, hang on, she becomes his wife, she's allowed to eat
the Truma. That's afterward. But she can sell it right now, and it's a market for it. It's a coin, cheaper value. Arusa is not allowed to eat Truma. Remember, only when she's married. Machleik is the raisa. We had a machleik. It's the raisa of the rabbanon. Then we had a machleik of the rabbanon. The two reasons. Vaktani, it says the heinich sekoyin. No. Loi salke datch. You're right. Forget my answer about truma. But I'll give you another reason why we cannot say that ma'ase in bottle beroiv from another braisa. Tani behedjes mefeish a braisa. Ma'ase sheni bottle beruba. End the story. So the first ma'ase bottle beroiv, and then the braisa continues. Uve eisa ma'ase sheni. I mean, when's the bottle beroiv? The chayid is a dovish and matir, and you go ahead and mechallel it. The ma'ase sheni, the braisa clearly spells out it's less than a pruta, and what? And it's bottle beroiv. Why? Because there's no other heter. What do you mean? According to Chizki, you can add it to combine it with your previous lot. And then the Brayta gives another case, which we'll talk about soon in the Gemara. Once you bring it to the Shalim, but Viyati, you walk out again, you cannot be paided a second time. You can be paided before it enters your Shalim. In your Shalim, you cannot be paided. And once your Shalim, you cannot be paided. Neither when you take it out can you be paided. If, let's say, Chizkiah is right, so why do we follow Chizkiah's method? You be added to the first money, so it shouldn't be buckled at all. And for the Gemara de Leipari, who told you that he has anything else? This guy is a very rich man, all he has is a half a pruta of produce to bring with him to the Shalim, and therefore he can't combine it with anything else. So therefore, that's the case we're talking about here. So it's a davar, she'ein le matidin, there's no way. Fred the Gemara, what do you mean there's no way? So when they say maisa, the Israel, so bring new maisa. Okay, so you didn't do anything yesterday, do something tomorrow. Take some more fruits, and be mechal of that money, and then use that money to, as the buffer of that money to take the half a pruta as well. This part as well. Because the raisa, the rabbanu, let me start with. Remember, we're talking like this. You have maisa that got mixed up with chulam. Right, so we need to, and half a pruta maisa got mixed up with chulam. So you cannot be paid that outright because only half a pruta. So we're trying to find is there a method of how you can be paid it? So he said, you haven't paid anything before. Go ahead out there and be paid a certain lot of paidus in your thing, and then say, I have a buffer there. And the half a pruta of maisa, which is mixed up in this compound here, should also be transferred into this thing here. Use Chizki's method. What's the chilek if it's something you already did or something you're gonna do? What's the difference? So you must know the big difference. What you're gonna do is a chiv deraisa. So you're transferring the kedushim ha'tayda from the maisa to the money. But then you want to combine that money, which has the kedusha of the tayda, with this compound, with this taruvus here of chulin and maisa shein. The problem with that is ma'tayda is definitely bottled barav. This is a dover she'ein le matidin not filled with bottles. Omid rabbanon. So therefore, since Mahatoida is bottle barayiv, so what do you have? Mahatoida, you're going to have Maisa Sheni that's Chayiv Mahatoida, and you transfer that Kedusha to the money. So this money has Toida the Kedusha, and then you want to combine it with Rabbanan the Kedusha, because according to the Toida, there's no Maisa Sheni there anymore. So in Rabbanan, you say, look, it's a Dovash, it's what's called Sheinla Matirin, and therefore, and you want to combine a Toida and the Rabbanan, you cannot combine the Toida and Rabbanan. The Raisa, the Rabbanan, Lay Mistafi. Yeah. Yeah. That's Truma. Yeah, the Shein is all the crap. Yeah. That's right. So therefore, since the Kedusha is only Rabbanu, you cannot have Kedusha Rabbanu and Mitzvah of Kedusha inside it. Yeah. Tell you what, right? V'nei say demai. Okay, so bring, let's say, demai. Demai is if you buy from Amoritz. And Amoritz, you're not sure if it's called Domai. What is the status of this tvur? You don't know if they gave my. Actually, most Amoritzim give my Zesheni. So my Teda, really, we're not worried. So in the Rabbanon, that maybe they give my Zesheni. So then you'll have, if you buy it from an Amoritz, or if you have it from Amoritz, it's a Maisa by you. So transfer. So the idea that you still have to give my Zesheni is on the Rabbanon. Yeah, well, the other things, but everything. But right now we're focusing on Maisa Sheni. So you take that and transfer it to coins, have a buffer, and then take the taruvus, which is also Rabbanan, and use it that buffer, so now you have a Rabbanan, they can combine. Why don't we bring up the Mai? Says the Gemara, we don't encourage people to go ahead. Used the tfuah he bought from Lama Ore. We don't encourage that. Why? Because the Mosul Suya Vadai. What happens the next time he doesn't use the Ma, he uses Vadai, and then you have a problem. You're going to have a Darbon and make sure that Isa. Says Gemara, Venesei. And the problem is that he thinks that he did a good thing. He'll combine. He'll take that taruvus and he'll mix it with the rest of the pruta, but it doesn't work because you cannot combine the Darbon and the Isa. And really, the taruvus now you have Maisa Sheni there, it's not bottle. You need 101. It's not bottle, you are going to it's a davar shematirin. It's not bottle. And you're going to be eating maisa sheni tevel. So therefore, we're going to say there's no way you're redeeming it. So it's a davar shein lematirin. Therefore, it is bottle.
Can you say tuma is a gzera?
Sorry.
Is tuma something that's a gzera
midrabanan? So is this. So is davar shein lematirin. Gzera midrabanan. Not. I guess we're more, maybe because he's more machmir than the vada. The gzeira is not on the demai. The gzeira is
but
regarding
is
why
we. Is certainly.
I was saying the gzeira is not affecting the demai. The gzeira is affecting the compound, the ma'aser sheni that's mixed in with the thing there. The gzeira is you might be doing an isa deraisa. The gzeira is that you might be eating. You weren't mechallel thing. Now it's only isa rabbanon because the rabbanon matayda. It's sivisai, not a problem. It's only the rabbanon. And yet we're making a gzeda that you might do the maya and eat it. Why is it gzeda? Good question. Why is it gzeda like gzeda? Maybe by maisa we're more machmer.
Unless you give the standard answer when they set the whole thing up, it was all one say, it's not zero gzeda. That's the standard answer.
That you okay, but here's, I know, but that's like one in you. This is whenever it happens, which is seldom, that you get mixed up in a taruvus. Taisa says over here that this is a. Taisa says here, he doesn't ask a question, but he asks another question. But his answer can use here as well. He says here that people are not aware that you cannot be mitzalif at the rabbanon and the raisa. So it's a very strong possibility to happen that if once you tell them you're allowed to go ahead and mechallel this mixture and something else, they don't appreciate that it has to be at the rabbanon because you cannot raisa. They can't. You have to be a talmud chacham to understand that. So therefore, it's not a good thing. Okay, back to you, Mark. Why don't you bring shtei prutas? Why don't you bring two prutas? Let's bring two simple prutas. V'nechalal alayu b'mechalal them maise b'prutas machta. Why don't you take two prutas and do the following? Go ahead and do only 1.5 prutas of maise sheni, which is matayda. So that's clear that it's only 1.5 prutah.
So once you've got a half a prutah left in the coin.
Yeah, so it's not, you're not really combining with them, but you have a half a prutah left, and therefore there's somewhere for you to be chal the half a prutah of that teruvus. The nechal hai al hei chesedah, and let this one be over on that. You don't have to combine the two. Says the Gemara, it doesn't work that way. Me sovri prutah machzeh tofse. You think that if you have a 1.5 prutahs of tvua, and you have two prutahs, you think that 1.5 prutahs of that two prutahs becomes mechul, and you have a half a prutah. Things how it works. Like prutah tofse prutah, v'chate prutah loy tofse. What happens here is the prutah. One prut of the tour gets transferred to the one prut of the money. The other half prut does not get transferred of tour because half prut of tour is not worth anything. So it doesn't correctly transfer. So it needs to wait until you have the other half of that taruvus and the two halves will combine. But now you're having a toyde kechiv of ma'aser sheni with a rabban kechiv ma'aser sheni combining. You cannot do that. Freddy Gemara, okay, don't do so exact with a half a pruta. So let him bring. Venese Isa Shalom, bring a larger coin. So you'll have plenty of buffer. So and don't leave less than a pruta in the Isr. Leave more than a pruta in the Isr.
And you can be tight for some.
Yeah, and then you'll be tight for that half a pruta too onto more than a pruta of the Isr. So the Gemara, Venese Isa, why don't you bring an Isr? We're scared that he'll use the other remedy. Once you tell him allowed to use a larger coin, he'll think, what, I have to spend so much money? And he said, I'll use two prutas and make the same chach we just a minute ago, which doesn't work. And therefore, we're leading to mistakes, and it's quite possible. You have to be a tamach chach to understand all the nuances over here. Okay, says, what about it says over there, one of the cases in the Braise was, you brought it into Yishlaim, then you took it out of Yishlaim. The din is, that you can no longer be paid it. Why not? Why don't you bring it back into Yishlaim? And with the whole mixture, and eat it there. Because a lot of eat Maisa Shein Yishlaim, a lot of Yichul Yishlaim. What's the big problem? Says Yimara, could you tell me, once you took it out of Yishlaim, it's a Dovish Ein Lamatin. There's nothing you can do. You can no longer eat it. You can no longer redeem it. So first of all, why can't you eat it? Or you throw it out. Now, why can't you eat it or bury it? Why can't you eat it? Go back to the slime. So if it's a Dovish Ein Lamatin, it should never be bottled. What do you tell me? It's bottled with Berev. Because you tell me, once it was in Shlaim, went out of Shlaim, fair about half a prutah, it's more than a prutah. But if it was in Shlaim, it took out of Shlaim, says you cannot eat anymore, you cannot redeem it, so Dovah She'en Lamatidin, so it's bottled in Taruvah Zavroiv. But why is it Dovah She'en? Go back to Shlaim and eat it there. Says Gemara, V'nya'ayle, it's more as a B'shinitma. You know why you can't eat anymore? It became Tamei. Trading mod, okay. If it became tummy, then it's okay. If it became tummy, why can't you redeem it? And who said you can't? Because Amar Abulazim Menayil and Ma'isa Sheni Shenitma Shepoynoi, so that you can actually redeem it. We're talking about there's more than a putter here. So there's more than a putter. Now we're talking about, we thought that the second case of the Braisa is a second case altogether. First case is talking about less than a putter. Second case is more than a putter, but also it's a Dovah Shein Lamatin. There's nothing you can do. Because once your Yerushalayim went out, you can no longer redeem it. But L'cheira, why can't you eat it? So we say, because it's tummy. So if it's a tummy, then why can't you redeem it? Rabbi Lazar says that if it became tummy, you can redeem it. I feel a bit of Shalim. Even though normally we say that in Shalim you cannot redeem it, but if it's tummy, which means you have no ability to eat it, you're allowed to redeem it. How do we know? Because what's the whole reason why in Shalim you cannot redeem it is because since you can eat it, you have to eat it. But since they cannot eat tummy, so then you redeem it. Shalimah, it says the Pasik, Kiloi Suchal, Se'esa, you cannot carry it. The Ain Se'esa Lachila, we tight Se'esa, I mean, only carrying it, it means you can no longer eat it. Shalimah, it says, by Binyamin, by Yisa, Masse's, they carried over there, Lozma, Ace, Pond of Yates, and then we're going back home. So we see that why? That only when you can eat it, you cannot redeem it. But if you cannot eat it, it's Tameh, you could redeem it. He gave him more than everybody else. That was when they were leaving. Remember, he gave him Chamish Yodas, whatever. That was when they were leaving from Yosef.
Was the Tim Masses Ben Yomim came out to be more.
Yeah. Oh, they right by the Suda game. So yeah. By Yishtov Yishkamay Imo. Yeah. Ella says the Gemara. Ella says the Gemara. You're talking about a case of Lekuach. We're not talking about the original Tvua. We're talking about you bought Tvua with your Maisa money. And you bought the Tvua in order to eat. You bought a Shalim with Maisa money. And now it became Tameh, Belekuach, because of Maisa Sheni. And now that you bought it with Maisa Sheni money, the Tvua, and became Tameh, so this is now holy. You passed it on to the, you know, you passed it from the original Tvua to money, money to Tvua in your Shalim to eat, or paid your Shalim to eat. And now that it became Tameh, you cannot eat it in your Shalim, nor can you redeem it. Okay, maybe you cannot eat it because it's tummy, but why can't you go ahead and redeem it now? We learned how lukuach, if you bought it with the money, and then it became tummy. So what can you do with it? You cannot eat it. Yivde, you can still redeem it. Why? Because just like the original tvua, you can transfer. If it became tummy, you said before, if it became tummy, you're allowed to redeem it. So then when you transfer the kedusha from the original to money to tvua, why should it be any stronger, any more chamer than the original, which is you could be paid it when you cannot eat it? So everyone agrees, and maybe this price holds like a Yehuda Dama, you covered. He holds that, no, you bury it.
No,
that,
so he says
it doesn't have the same koyach. That's right. So the original tvua, you have the ability, it's so strong that you can transfer the kedusha from the original to the next. And the second one is really getting weaker and weaker, Yehuda says, and therefore it no longer has the kayak to transfer its kedusha to any further. Yeah, you could redeem it. It's only because it's ready to transfer kedusha. Yeah, got weaker and weaker. Then why do you have to say it left Yerushalayim? I feel the Yotzanam. He holds that even in Yerushalayim, you cannot eat it, nor can you redeem it. What's in the Geyah here? You left Yerushalayim. What's the point? Yotzi Yerushalayim. So the question again is, why is it a Dovah She'en L'Matim? More than a Prut, since you can redeem it or eat it, it got mixed up in Yerushalayim. What's the problem? Why can't you eat it? Okay, so in Yerushalayim, you can't redeem it, you can eat it. Or if you left Yerushalayim, go back. So my Yotzi, what do you mean left Yerushalayim? The Nofel Mechitzah, the walls of Yerushalayim, while you were there, collapsed.
Was telling you, what would happen if
And the problem is you cannot eat Maisa Sheni in Yerushalayim unless there are walls there. No walls, you cannot. It's just considered Lifnei Hashem Techlenu. It has to be before Hashem. It has to be walls. Now, so you cannot redeem it because you like outside Yerushalayim, nor can you eat it because you like outside Yerushalayim. We're talking about Toher. Rava said, in order to eat in Yerushalayim, you need mechitza. That's matayda. But mechitza is likloit. But in order to if you want to redeem it, that you can. It says that you're not allowed to redeem in Yerushalayim. And if there are walls that you cannot redeem it, that's only midrabanan. So lechayda. So in other words, that this din that once you left Yerushalayim, you can no longer redeem it. Only the rabbanan the din. So the chayda, what's kasha? But the fact is, there's no walls there, but the Rabbanon, you cannot redeem it, so don't redeem it. So you must catch like this. Maybe, when did Rabbanon say that you cannot redeem it once you left Yerushalayim? If you physically, there's a wall still standing, and you left Yerushalayim, you can no longer redeem it. But if the wall disappeared, something which is Leishkiach, maybe Rabbanon never made a Gzeda, and you could redeem it. So maybe you could still redeem it. Why is it Dovashi Cheshire Ain Lim Matirin? Key East Nulla Mechitza is only when the walls exist, you take it out, you no longer deem it. Abikalas Mechitza is like Gazu Rabban, says the Gemara, like Plug Rabban. Rabban decided not to make a distinction between East Nulla Mechitza and Less Nulla Mechitza. Rabban decided not to make a distinction whether the walls are still standing or not. What they made it a rule that once you leave Yerushalayim, you cannot redeem it. So regardless, even though true, we made it because of the wall, regardless, the walls are standing or not, you can't. Rabban about Yudamar. Rabbi Yehuda says, I'll give you another answer. Rav Sheish is Chadok Tani. Who told you that this case of going in Yerushalayim, not Yerushalayim, is talking about a new case of Maisa Shein that's written more than a Prutta? And you ask all these questions. We're talking about Maisa Shein less than a Prutta. Maisa Shein is a Prutta. It's all one case in the Braisa. Maisa Shein less than a Prutta. And you ask the question, if it's less than a Prutta, why, according to Chizkia, why can't you redeem it and put it in the old bunch? Because we're talking about you took it out of Yerushalayim. You brought it in Yerushalayim and you took it out. Shenich Yerushalayim v'yotza. And therefore, you can no longer redeem it. Once you took it in Yerushalayim and took it out, you can no longer redeem it. Predi Gemara, Bramai, why? The Nedev and Nile of the Nechlet. Same question before. Why don't you go eat it? Not from Mechitzah fell down. Says the Gemara, Venifrike. So why can't you redeem it? When do we say that you cannot redeem it? Only while the walls are standing, you left your shlaim. But there's no walls there. Maybe the Rabbanon won't go. Ha'amaro mechitza lachal d'raisa mechitza likla d'Rabbanon. The mechitza that want that for redeeming is Rabbanon. If he goes Rabbanon, perhaps Rabbanon will go to ki isla mechitza lachal mechitza lachal goes Rabbanon. And he went like plu Rabbanon. Yehoche b'zei, if it's all one case, my idiot, ain boi shava pruta, if we're talking about a case that it was in Yerushalayim, it went back out of Yerushalayim, and therefore you can no longer redeem it. And you can no longer eat because the walls collapse. We're talking about a case where you didn't leave Yerushalayim, but the walls collapse, so you can no longer eat it. And no longer redeem it. So what's the gay here? No pruta. And if it's 10 prutas worth, you still cannot eat it or redeem it. It's a dovah she'ein lematidin. You cannot eat it because there's no walls, nor can you redeem it, because Rabbanon said that once, you know, if you, it's like you left Yerushalayim, you cannot redeem it. So what's the gay here? Yeah, exactly. What's the relevant here that's less than a pruta? You're right. You don't have to say. You don't have to say yes, boy. You don't have to say it's more the Prutta, which technically you could redeem it. So when you were in Shlai for 5 minutes, you could have redeemed it. So it had a chalois of the warrior Shlai that stopped you from redeeming it. So therefore, yes, boy. The cult and lay mechitz. Mechitz is already like protected. That's it. No more. You locked it in. You can no longer redeem it because it's a large enough amount that you could redeem. But now that you're in Shlai, you can't. So it makes sense. You can no longer redeem. Aval Aimbo, if it never had a pruta, it never had a ability to be redeemed, Aimel, even though you could redeem it in Chizkiah's way, but that's like only if you did it. L'poyel, it's not a potential. Aimel, like Kotele Mechitz, and Mechitz doesn't do anything to it because it's less than a pruta on its own. Kamash Malan. Kamash Malan, what? That even so, you cannot redeem it anymore. So, Dovisha Matilion. Tonabon, we learned, it says, Im Gol Yigol Ish. Mimasrei, if a person will redeem it from his own maise, we know you have to pay a fifth. If somebody else transfers the, you know, redeems your tefuah, you don't pay. You just pay the value. If you redeem the tefuah, you have to pay a bonus fifth. Yeah. Or im go, you go ishim maser mimasrei. But what do you mean mimasrei from his maise? So he says, v'loi kol maser, not all of his maise. What does it mean? Pra, what do you mean? All of my, not every time you have meiser, can you redeem it? When can't you redeem? Not mim meiser means that sometimes you can redeem your meiser, and sometimes you can't. Why can't you redeem? When can't you redeem your meiser? Prat le meiser sheini she ain boy shava pruta. If the meiser sheini itself does not have a shava pruta in it, so if it's a pruta, every meiser sheini can be redeemed, and it's teif as a pigeon. So if it's less than a pruta. Itma, we learned that Rab Ami says ain boy. You look at the tefuah itself. If the tefuah itself is worth less than the pruta, you cannot redeem it. Even though you have Chizkiah's method, but that's not an outright method of redeeming it. You have to then add it something else. Rav Asi Amar Ein B'Chaim Shoy. If you take the tefuah and you add the fifth that you're going to pay, in other words, the total amount you're paying, it's worth less than the pruta, that's when we say that even then there's no pidyon. That's why there's no pidyon. But if, for example, if you're going to combine the fifth that you're going to have to add to the original tefuah, and together it's over a pruta, then you can do it. Rabbi Yochanan ain boy, we look at the tefuah itself. Rabbi Shimon Amar, Rabbi Malachi Amar, ain b'chaim, look at the chaimish. Meisel asks a question. It says in the Brisa, Meis Sheni She'ein Boi Shav Pruta. Meis Sheni Shav Pruta. Daya, it's enough. She'yemer. We follow this Brisa seems to follow Chizkiy. If you let's say Meis Sheni Shav Pruta, what do you do? It's enough if he says who v'chaim shay it and it's chaimish. No, you don't have to wait, bring it up with you to Shalayim and eat it there or something else. Or wait till you have more tfu and then you combine it and have a full prut. You don't have to do that. You can. There's a method of doing it. That you want, you, if I already gave Maisa yesterday and have a little bit of a buffer, I can add this to that, to the buffer there. So and what should you say? Who v'chaim shay mechulul ha-moyes ha-reshaynis. It says, daya, it's enough. The one who said, I want. That when do we say if it's less than a pruta, you cannot be mechalit if you combine the chemish with it? Hainu the tani, that's what he says. Dayoi, it's enough. It's enough that if you have a pruta, if you have the original tvua, and even though the chemish with the thing doesn't equal a pruta, it'll work. The avagav the bididei is bay, keeping the mechemish leka shapir. Elaman domar ain boy in the whole thing doesn't have my dayoi. What do you mean dayoi? Okay, actually, I just learned something wrong. When it says over here that b'chaim shay doesn't mean including the tefuah, including the chaimish is less than the pruta. He means that the chaimish itself on its own has to be a pruta. You have to have four prutas of if we learn that it's mubad, which means a quarter. If you have to have four prutas of tvua, that the chaymish that you're going to add to it has to be pruta as well. If the chaymish that you're going to add to it is less than the pruta, even though you have 3.5 prutas or 3 prutas worth of tvua, you cannot be paid it. The chaymish has to be the pruta. So the first day you hold that the tvua has to be worth a pruta, and the other day you hold that the chaymish itself on its own has to be worth a pruta. Now this Braisa says that if it's not worth a pruta, the magic is not worth a pruta, it's enough. He says that it and the chaimish should be mechul al moed ha-shaimish, so including the chaimish. So one who says that the chaimish has to be worth a pruta, that's why it says dayoy, enough. What do you mean? Avagav di dibdei izbei, that since even though that the tvu itself is worth more than a pruta, but kiven de bechaimish leka, since the chaimish itself does not have a pruta, so it's enough if the chaimish to combine it with the previous lot, then it's enough. Shapir. Elamandam ain boy. We don't care about the chaimish. We look at the tvu itself. If the tvu itself has a pruta, my day. What do you mean that it's enough for the chiddush? What do you mean? Who the chaimish? In itself, who cares about the chaimish? If the tvu itself is worth less than the pruta, that's it. You cannot transfer. Surely the chaimish is worth less than the pruta. If the tfu is worth than the pruta, obviously, why bring in the chaimish? Kash is talking a problem. You bring a general question: chaimish or this chaimish? Is it mugav or chaimish milabat? Is the chaimish is a fifth of the hundred? Let's say you have 100. Is a fifth of 100, which is 20, or is the fifth including the 100, which becomes 125? So it's really a quarter. Is the chaimish outside? No, is it, when you add the chaimish to the principal, is it then a fifth, which means really it's a quarter? Or whoever uses this kind of accounting method, but when you have percentage, it means. When was it ever done that way?
With GST, you always have either inclusive or exclusive. No.
Yeah, but this is it, that you 10% means add this on, it then becomes 10% of that whole lot. 10%
the principal, yeah.
Becomes 111.
Exactly. So whoever uses accounting in the Gemara throughout, obviously, it must have been a common practice.
That was the standard.
Why they didn't ask the question?
Read over the article. Maybe that was a common accountant practice in those days. That's how they counted a quarter.
They don't go into that. They're just trying to forget it. The context, forget the story. You've got to ask Steinzel.
Okay. Toshma habayli moimri.
You might find something.
So here you have an interesting case. The Bailim always get preference. The Bailim also, the original owner, also pays more than anybody else because he has to pay that penalty of a fifth, which no one else does. So what happens? The Bailim Oimrim Be'esim. So we're going to try to prove which one it is. The Bailim say, I'm prepared to pay 20 bucks for the Tvua, which means for him, and everyone else says also will pay 20. Who gets preference? Why? Not because it's his, but because the Hegdish will benefit because they're going to get 25. Oh, sorry, they're going to get 20 and a fifth. Omar. But a chaimish, okay, they get 25. We'll see in a minute. Yeah. It's everywhere. Everywhere. This is a common counting practice. We always have this question.
What's the question about this? Why about Tarkalizer?
We're trying to bring an item from Sukkim or Brises. I don't know. Each case we resolve it differently. There's no standard rule again. Sometimes we say it's Mugab, sometimes it's Mubad. There's no standard rule. Yeah. So maybe you learned that term. Could we learn a lot of things from Maisa? Maybe this also you'll learn from Maisa. So the Brayza continues. A guy says, I'm offering 21. And the Balabas, I'm offering 20. So the Bailim Noistin Essen Vishesh. The Bailim has to give 26. Why? You cannot give, the Hegdish cannot give to the guy, to the Balabas, because he's offering less, 20. There's a penalty. The penalty is like a rider. It's not part of the, it's not an integral part of the bid. So if we're going to get to the Bailim, you have to equal the highest bid. So you're going to have to give 21. But the Chaimish is on 20, what you offered. Okay? What do you got? So you give 26. So it's clear from here. What's the Chaimish? What is even the price? How much is the Chaimish? $5. Five slime. 5 out of 20 is not a fifth. It's a quarter. Which means that Chaimish is Mubar. And that's the proof we're going to bring here. What about Esim Shnaim? One of the guys offered 22 and he offered 20. And Abayil Noisa Shev, again, he gets it because the Hegdish still benefits from having him because you get 25 out of him. But he has to equal the 22, but he gets only 5, so it's 27. Be'esim Mishol is 23, Abayil Noisa Shev is 28. Be'esim Arba Shev is offered 24, Abayil Noisa Shev is 25. Esim Vecham, a guy over 25. Habaylim noistim shloishim. The owner gives 30, he has to equal the guy, and then gives 5 is 30. Lefisha ein maisifin chaimish al ilish hazeh. The fifth that he gives is not to give on the higher bid. He gives them what he offered. He offered 20, so he gives a chaimish of 20. But when it comes to the original, the principle, he has to equal the highest bid. So, what is he from here? How much is the chaimish? $5 on 20, which is milbar. Which means a quarter, which if you add that thing, it becomes... Is there even a term for this in accounting? Is there a term? Mubar?
When you do pricing models, that you have to pay commission. Like someone wants to say, I want to have a 10% return. But you have to pay a commission to somebody as part of your costs. So then you calculate it like this because...
The commission included in the cost, and then you add 10% of that?
Yeah, because let's say, like when you sell on Amazon, for example, there's a commission, you have to pay a certain percentage on your sale price.
Yeah.
So you have to calculate that commission in there. As a result, you could end up with your 10% because it keeps increasing as your price increases.
Exponentially.
Yes, yeah, so... You have to calculate that.
When you say it's a gross profit margin is 30%, you say that I sold something for 30, so my profit in there, my cost was 70, my fucking profit in there is 30. So the 30 refers to the final sale price, not the original cost. Gross profit margin, it is.
You know, it's a little bad.
So is your margin going up or is margin going down? Shema mina chaim shem the bar. So it's going up or going down.
If you make 100% on cost, right?
So if it's $50, 100% means it's 100. But if you work on 100,
it's 50%.
Yeah. Chaim shem the bar shema mina. It's a kolodai. Two more lines. It's actually a machlek ketanoim. It says in the pasuk the yosef chamishi se olav sheyehu v'chaim shechamisha. Clearly, that what that the chaimish is a fifth on the outside, which means it's a quarter. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda's name chamishi se chaim sheishal keren. Rabbi Yehuda says no, it's a fifth of the keren, which is a fifth. Okay, stop here. Good Shabbos.